The title of the sermon this morning is Thanksgiving, No Matter What. And you all know how Thanksgiving started, the Thanksgiving Day, how it was declared that we need a day in this country to find a day to give thanks. And he was told the president, Washington, find out a day. Can you declare a day that we can have Thanksgiving? And eventually it happened. It was decided that every last Thursday of the month of November, we shall give thanks. And it became a tradition in this country. And so since this month is a month of Thanksgiving, where I came from, we do, an exaggerated Thanksgiving in my place. Everybody gave thanks, and they still do it to this day. They bring all kinds of things, knowing that God has been faithful all through the year. Some people may bring goats. Some people may bring yams. Some people, even little kids. And every family will dance, just along the altar, coming to the altar and give thanks. And then the kids will be singing. I don't know how to say it in English, but Nkabuji nkai wetara no wiwi hubiai bikonaraya gozie di kajanke bel. What does it mean? This is what we got from our field harvesting. This is what we are bringing to you. We are asking you, please take it like you took the offering of Abel. And every kid is so happy, looking forward to that November time to give thanks for what the Lord has done. And so this morning, we're going to concentrate on a weird kind of Thanksgiving. A man like you and me, flesh and blood, like you, like me. And this man was called Job. 7 sons, 3 daughters. Remember, this man was blameless. This man, every morning, will come to the Lord and present his 10 children before the Lord, asking the Lord to take care of them. In fact, they say that this man, Job, was the most reputable man in his own time. And not just that, he was the richest man in the whole region. And so one of those mornings, he already presented his kids to the Lord, asking the Lord to please forgive them, to also please protect them. And so he was happy, believing that the Lord is taking care of everything about him. And suddenly the news started coming. Oh, your sheep gone. Really, what happened? While he was talking, another person came. Do you know that all the goats you have gone? Everything you have worked for in your life destroyed in 1 second. Oh, okay. Really? And while this person was talking, another came. Those children that you presented to the Lord every single day, morning, they were enjoying in their brother's house. And somehow, the house collapsed and all of them died. I don't even know what you have in your mind. Like, are you sure this is a true story? Yes, this is a true story. Last year, we were in a conference, the African Alliance Conference. And one of us came, and we didn't know what happened. And then we were just talking, and he said, I haven't told you all. My son and the family, they were going on a vacation. And the husband was driving in front, the wife was driving with the kids coming out, you know, just behind him. And then the husband drove for a time and noticed from the mirror that his wife wasn't coming. So he turned around to check what was happening. Do you know that this lady had an accident, died, and the three kids died? And he was the first one to come to see them. And we were asking Kennedy, how come that you are here? How? And he said, it happened to Job, and he handled it, and I'm able to handle it by God's grace. Is it not weird that Job heard all this? And Job got up like a natural, normal human being, shaved his head, maybe put on sackcloth, and maybe put on whatever to show that he was mourning, and then knelt before the Lord and worshipped. Weird, but it's not weird. Not just that he worshipped, he said something with his mouth. With the mouth, confession is made. Naked I came to this world. I am going naked. Glory be to the Lord. Can you do that? Let's tell ourselves the truth. I remember when my husband passed. I was so close to my husband that I don't even know how to explain it. I did not want to come to this country. I came to this country because of my husband and my kids. My husband, from being perfectly healthy, in fact, he was looking like a 16-year-old, to be told that he had 6 months to live. It didn't make sense to me. And I was telling the Lord, I don't even understand this. But I remember my husband saying this. Can you believe with me? Let's believe that the Lord will heal me. If we agree, if two people shall agree concerning a thing, it shall be done. That's what the Bible says. And I said, okay, yeah, I remember that day I was crying. And I put my hand on his hand, and I said, I agree. We started praying and fasting, and he was going to the hospital, doing all the chemo. They said it was chemically induced cancer. A rare type of cancer. And he worked with chemicals because he was a biomedical communicator. And we kept praying and believing. And one morning, it was already 1 year was gone. They gave him 6 months. It was already 1 year. He was already into 6 months, 1 year and 6 months. So that morning, he said that he couldn't sleep well. And I said, you know what? I won't go to work. Let me stay home. But one of my, subordinates called and said that she was throwing up all night and that she couldn't come to work. And I said, you know what, let me just rush to the office, then I'll be back. I didn't tell him the time. And he was thinking I'll be back maybe about 1. By 11, everything was fine, and I decided to surprise my husband. So I parked the car in the garage. I had called him about 11 a.m., and I say, how are you? But the way he answered me, he said, I said, are you okay? He said, yeah. But it wasn't like him, though. So that's when I decided to just come to check on him. He was an excited person that would be like, oh, sure, But he said, yeah. I left immediately. And I said I was going to surprise him because I came home earlier. So I was tiptoeing to the bedroom. And when I went to the bedroom, it looked like he was sleeping and one of his legs was outside the bed. I said, that's a deep sleep. So I moved the leg back to the bed naturally, because he played a lot, naturally what he would have done was to grab my hand and start laughing. But he didn't do it. What's going on? So I looked at him. I looked at him very closely, and he was dead. It wasn't funny. I mean, I was screaming, "Lord Jesus, you can't believe this." I was telling the Lord, "You can't believe what is going on. Can you believe this, Lord?" "No, you can't believe this. You can't believe." I didn't even know what to do. In the U.S., I didn't know how to call no 911. And I remember saying, "Lord, I am still your child. Do not talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't explain anything, because it makes no sense to me. Do not explain anything to me." That's not what Job did. What Job did was to kneel down and worship. That's what Gladys should have done. "In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." But let's tell ourselves the truth. We are always thankful when good things happen to us. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I passed my exam. Praise the Lord. My child had a baby. Praise the Lord. My child is getting married. What about praise the Lord when your husband died? Why? Why didn't I say, "Lord, thank you so much"? That's what I should have done. Why? Because the Bible says, "In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." But we don't. This morning, we have to learn again to give God thanks. You wake up in the morning, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is, "Thank you, Lord, that I am alive." Do you know that so many people did not wake up this morning? And then you go ahead and then you shower. There are so many people that cannot shower themselves. My twin sister is, you know, he's a nurse by profession. And so coming to the U.S., she's now working as a CNA, waiting to do her nursing exam. And every time she's telling me about the nursing home, you know, you shower and people are pooping everywhere and then you clean. But you go to the toilet, you do it, you come out, nobody does it for you. Give thanks when you're poo-pooing. For real, I mean it. Some people can do, some people, I mean, just will mistakenly, I mean, she will tell me about this particular lady that loves the Lord so much. When she messes up herself, she will be saying, "Why, Lord, why did I?" I mean, she will be crying. And my sister would be like, "It's okay. That's why we are here. I will clean you." And my sister would say, every time they know that she's here, everybody is calling her. Because you have to do that ministry that God has called you. So my question is, will you begin to say thanks for everything? Or are you waiting for the turkey last Thursday of November to do your turkey and just talk about? If you have COVID, say thank you, Lord Jesus. Because all things work together for good to them who love God. If you know you love God, practice it. Do you know that I started practicing it? And you think it's easy. No, it's not easy. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If you have the desire to do it and you love the Lord so much, even if your husband, your best friend, my husband was my very best friend. And I knew him we were together for 32 years. And it took us 8 years to get married, to get consent to get married. In all things, give thanks, For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Stop being moody. Stop. Stop frowning your face. The reason also is that it darkens your heart. And it makes you look older than you are, though. Yeah, but let's just thank God. He got you. God, you know, God, he takes care of you. If I tell you that after my husband passed and God took over to marry me, oh my goodness, God, he is a good husband, I'm telling you. He will take care of you. He will provide all your needs. You remember Paul and Silas in prison, beaten thoroughly, flogged, chained. They thought they were already dead. They put them in prison. Do you know what they did? They were singing. Paul and Silas, they sang. They did whatever. The Holy Ghost came down. They were singing. They were happy. Not because they were enjoying the pains. No, because they know that all things will eventually work together for good for people who love the Lord. If you don't love the Lord, fine. But if you do, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. There is nothing, 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 nothing that will happen to you that the Lord does not know from the foundation of the world. He knows that it will happen and he will take care of you. There's another thing the Lord said. If anything happens to you, he already has written it. And he has a way of escape. And he put it this way. There is no temptation that has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. But he will, with the temptation, provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Nothing that happens to you that you can't handle. After the Lord spoke to me, after my husband passed and the Lord started talking, when I said, don't talk, don't explain to me, don't say anything to me, the Lord refused to leave me. And God started speaking. After that, I became strong and I made a promise to him. Whatever is in me, I am giving it to you totally. One of the things that the Lord told me was, leave your fatherless children and I will preserve them alive and let your widows trust me. And I say, Lord, did you say leave your fatherless children? Then I had four. And I say, Lord, and I am from the bottommost of my heart, I am giving you the four children that's yours. And I took my mind from them. I am trusting you. You are now my husband. Do you know that God took care of these kids? You won't believe it. The Lord took care of them so much so that these kids are as stable as anything you can think of. And everybody is asking, how did you raise these kids? I didn't raise them. I didn't. The Lord did. Today they are doing so well. Married. Joyfully married. He will take care of stuff though. That's all I'm telling you. I don't know what is bothering you. I don't know what you're going through. This Thanksgiving month, Thank God every way of your life, every minute of your life. When you're eating, thank God for it. God, thank you for the food that I'm eating. When you're taking your medication, thank God. Don't put it into your mouth without saying, Lord, thank you for this medication. You are getting into your car, pray, thank God. Say, thank you that I have a car. Thank you that I can drive. Thank you for everything. Can we make it a practice this month? Every minute. Try it. It's a practice. And you will be joyful. And God will love it. Your thanksgiving goes to him as a sweet-smelling savour. That's how he comes. And he will love you and he will continue to love you. Practice it, do it, and start from today, joyfully thanking him for everything. Amen.